Who will join the Springboks, as well as 22 other teams at the 2027 Rugby World Cup? Six teams are about to battle it out for one position, and you are going to get a front row seat to who they are, how they got here, and what their chances look like. Hello guys, I'm coming to you from my hotel room in Honeydew today, and we'll start with Samoa, previously known as Western Samoa, but that was almost three decades ago. This is the team that sticks out like a sore thumb. Back in 1991 and 1995, these guys reached the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup. Over the years, they have enjoyed famous wins over heavyweights like Wales and Australia. They even pushed South Africa close at the 2011 Rugby World Cup. 13-5 was the final score that day. And while they've generally been a side that has punched above their weight over the decades, more recently they have fallen on harder times. At the 2019 Rugby World Cup, they were easily beaten by Japan. Now it's true the Japanese were performing at a very high level at that tournament. They reached the quarterfinals themselves for the first time. And it probably wasn't a surprise that Samoa were beaten by the Brave Blossoms. Because just 4 years earlier, they were hammered 26-5 by the Japanese. So the writing had been on the wall. Part of the perennial problem the Samoans face is that their best players have often turned out for the All Blacks instead. Many Samoans moved to New Zealand either to study or in search of a better life. That was certainly true in the amateur era, but in the professional era, that has extended to Japan, the UK, and France. Look at those teams' team sheets, and you can usually spot a Samoan or someone of Samoan descent. But I suppose, to the casual observer, a team like Samoa is not expected to reach the World Cup quarterfinals anyway. So if they finish third in their pool, or sometimes even fourth, you kind of just look at it and say, yeah, I expected that. What no one saw coming was what happened at this year's Pacific Nations Cup. Now, the way the World Cup is set up largely favours the teams in this tournament. There are six teams in the competition, and the top five basically qualify for the World Cup. Now this year, Japan and Fiji had already qualified by virtue of finishing in the top three of their pools at the last World Cup. So for Samoa, as well as Tonga, Canada and the USA, basically the rule is win one match and you qualify for the World Cup. Again, from a casual perspective, you'd back Samoa to win one match against one of those sides all day long, right? Well, no. Samoa lost all their matches, including to the United States. Okay, not great. But again, the Pacific area is a place where you can lose a lot of games and still qualify. So Samoa had to play a two-match playoff series against Chile. Again, to the casual observer, you'd expect the Samoans to win. Well, they didn't. They drew at home and got thumped in Santiago. And that's how they ended up here. Next up is Namibia. This is another team we did not expect to see here. The Welwitschiers have appeared at every Rugby World Cup tournament since 1999. Sadly, our neighbours have never won a match. Although, in 2019, there was a strong feeling they had the goods to beat Canada. That was until that match was called off because of a typhoon. Namibia's problem over the years has been their amateur status. They lack the funds to make the sport commercially viable in their own country. So they have relied on a small but enthusiastic domestic player pool. And the very best Namibian players will find their way into the South African system. You usually see them turning out for Currie Cup teams. Now that was true for a long time, but the top Namibian players have also made their mark in overseas leagues. Jock Berger is the most notable. And as it turns out, Berger is also now the national team's director of rugby. And our very own Peter Rousseau has just been appointed as their head coach. We'll have to see if that is going to have an immediate impact or if it's just going to add to some of the chaos that has taken place within the Namibian ranks. Historically, they have secured their qualification through Africa. They haven't had to go to this tournament. So you might even say that in the same way that the Springboks are considerably stronger than any other African team, so too the Namibians were better than the rest. Not by massive margins, but they were ahead of the others. you would always back them to beat the likes of Morocco, Tunisia, Kenya, and Zimbabwe. That was until the Zimbabweans began a new program a few years ago to revive their rugby. That was so successful that in 2024, the Sables won the Rugby Africa Cup, and just a few months ago, successfully defended the title to secure Rugby World Cup qualification for the first time since 1991.
The tears, the celebrations, it's all mingled in one. It's the moment they came to claim, and it's one they have definitely gained here.
That is what condemned Namibia to this final qualification tournament. These two teams are the heavyweights at this competition. It would be the biggest shock in rugby history if the winner of this final qualification tournament was not Samoa or Namibia. The other two teams are Brazil and Belgium. The Brazilians got you with a little bit of luck. They were actually beaten by Paraguay in a playoff series, and that meant the Paraguayans were supposed to be at this tournament. But alas, they fielded an ineligible player and voluntarily withdrew from this event. World Rugby was actually okay with that. So this quote-unquote administration oversight is unlikely to result in any further sanction. And then the Belgians. These guys have contributed waffles, chocolate, and Tintin to the world. And now they seem to have a decent rugby team too. Now look, they're obviously not at the same level as the Six Nations teams, nor are they up there with Georgia, Romania, Spain, and Portugal. Those teams are also ahead of them. But just like in the Netherlands, there is a small but enthusiastic rugby movement, and it is growing. In fact, Brazil are similar. I've read that rugby is the fastest growing sport in Brazil. Now that sounds great and it certainly tickles the ear, but can football actually grow in that country? They're so obsessed with football, I doubt it has any room to grow. So fastest growing is a relative term. Nevertheless, I'm not expecting too much from the Brazilians and Belgians here, but I am sure they'll enjoy the ride. It's between Samoa and Namibia to see who will become the 24th team to take their place at the 2027 Rugby World Cup. And here's your fixture list. Saturday sees the Samoans take on the Brazilians, while the Namibians face the Belgians. 5 days later, it's Belgium versus Brazil and Samoa v Namibia, which I believe is the match that will determine the tournament winner. And then it all finishes on the 18th when Namibia play Brazil and Samoa take on Belgium. This final qualification tournament is taking place in Dubai. It'll be warm, but not horribly hot. You're looking at sort of 30 degrees during the daytime, as opposed to the 45 degrees you might encounter in July. So warm, but not horribly hot. Conditions will be good, I would say. Three of the four teams, as it turns out, hail from warm weather countries in any event. Now, as a South African, I would love to sit here and predict glory for Namibia. But guys, I have to be honest. I cannot see any other outcome than Samoa prevailing in Dubai. That said, the Welwitschians can take heart from this tournament's equivalent 4 years ago. Back then, the United States arrived as the favourites, but they were beaten by Portugal. And so it was the Portuguese who advanced to the Rugby World Cup in France at the expense of the Yanks. And I think we'd all agree the Portuguese were wonderful at that tournament. By the way, the USA's failure to qualify is the number one reason I believe the Rugby World Cup was expanded to 24 teams. World Rugby clearly sees America as a market they want to crack, or at least establish some sort of share in. It's not good for business if the US are not present at their World Cup, is it? Anyway, what do you think? Do you agree that the Samoans will get their act together and secure World Cup qualification? Or do you think our neighbours Namibia, or even Brazil or Belgium, are going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and shock the world? Let me know in the comment section down below. And guys, quickly, just before I go, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as one of my patrons. There are great benefits to be had. For example, you can win the James Small biography that's coming out soon. You can get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. You can get quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches and tactics and history. And you can even get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player, depending on the tier that you select. It starts from as little as $5 US. per month. That's US, not Namibian. Any support that you offer will be greatly appreciated, and I'll speak to you next time.